You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening. Whenever, wherever you may be listening, I'm John Vogel, and welcome into The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. Happy Monday, guys. Happy Monday. Bright positivity, start of a new week. It's fresh. Yes, sir. Let's make this one of the better weeks we've had in a while. I hope every single one of you who are listening in are doing well. I hope that your families are safe and healthy, and I hope that all is good. You can have some peace to start out your week. As on my side, things have been interesting this weekend. It was an interesting weekend, so, you know, starting fresh, looking forward, let's get into some good stuff. Basically, I think it's a good thing to start off the show with a couple key factors that have come out regarding the college football season in 2020, especially in the Big Ten. And one of these factors completely relies on Justin Fields. The Ohio State quarterback yesterday took it upon himself to start a petition. You heard that correctly, a petition. To play college football in the Big Ten to reinstate it in 2020. This is big. We don't have to talk about why this is big, especially with the number of signatures he's been able to get. I'm pulling up the petitions right now. Last night when I checked, it had 196,000 signatures. As of now, it has 216,901 at this current recording time, which will probably be 40 minutes before this podcast is released to the public. That Justin Fields has been pushing, along with a lot of the Ohio State alum and the Ohio State players and many other schools in the Big Ten, to play football in the Big Ten, reinstate the season. There's no point in a lot of these guys playing if they're going to go to the spring. And that's nothing against the conference. It's not saying anything like that. It's just pointing out that if they go to the spring, we have multiple NFL scouts are telling guys, sit. Their agents are starting to tell them as well, don't play. If there's spring football involved, don't play at all, is what NFL scouts are saying, which I think agents are a little bit different on, obviously. But NFL scouts are like, no, if you're not ready to come, don't come to the league, stay another year. And that's kind of the problem a lot of these guys are faced, is you have all these new scholarships about to come in and teams have to cut people, you know? And that's something I don't think a lot of people bring into consideration, you know, when they're talking about colleges and college football and should he go, should he stay? That's one of the things, you know, that guys are thinking about when they're deciding whether they're going to declare or not is, all right, well, who's going to get cut if I stay on scholarship? You know, so teamwork, it's not, you know, a team mentality is good. And I think a lot of those guys do make decisions based on something like that. And sometimes it's not the best for them, but it benefits someone else on their team. And I think that's, you know, very trustworthy. I mean, very, very honorable, you know. But Fields, especially, he and Trevor Lawrence really stepped up, teamed up. Ironically, the two players, the two quarterbacks on the teams that played each other in the semifinal last year. Isn't that ironic? Both these guys gunning to play again this season. Anyways, that's what's going on with all this. Right, that's what Justin Fields is pushing. Now we have Ohio State parents wanting answers by the 19th, which is Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. The 19th is Wednesday. They want answers from the school by the 19th, stating why this decision was made, what was the reason and rationale behind it. Apparently, one of the reasons behind it was not the cost it is to test. Clay Travis and OutKick pointed out this weekend that this new saliva test, which they take a sample of saliva and can quickly test it for COVID, is supposed to be a game changer, and it's cheaper and faster and more efficient at testing COVID. So apparently that's a thing. And if that's a thing, then that shouldn't be a factor in the Big Ten's decision. Also, the Big Ten used this certain study that came out a couple days after the decision was made, that this study was severely flawed, totally inaccurate. So they want answers. Michigan parents are pushing, Nebraska parents are pushing, Iowa parents are pushing. Penn State wants a season. You know, so there's five schools right there. I think we have a good idea who voted for the season and who voted against. I do believe Ohio State, their president, voted against. I'm pretty sure I had heard that. She's pretty much brand new to the spot, comes from Stanford. Very, very smart, very academic type person. But that's also the kind of the deal, is if you're an academic person, a lot of times you hate the sports side of things for the money in it that they generate. And that's something that you hear all the time. This isn't something I'm making up on the spot. This is literally most people who are in the academic side of schools hate sports. And maybe it's because they were never good enough to play them, or I don't know. Or maybe it is the money that they bring in. They're like, well, why could the football team bring in this, but the math team can't bring in? Well, because nobody wants to sit there and watch people perform calculus on a whiteboard. That's just not interesting to 99% of people. In fact, 99% of people can't keep up with what they're putting on the whiteboard. You know, so I think this is a very big thing for college football. All right. This is a monumental thing moving forward. Justin Fields collecting signatures. You've got all the parents, you've got all the players, you've got the coaches wanting this season to happen. And the Big Ten to provide answers. And the Big Ten has been mum at this point. Perhaps they will break that silence today. Hopefully they do. Because then it did come to light. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week. Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, his son plays for Mississippi State, plays football. Question was, are you going to allow your son to play, or are you going to pull him out for his safety? And he refused to answer the question. And that's because he's a grown man. He can make his own decisions, right? That's why he's in college. He decided to go to Mississippi State. That was his decision, not dad's. You know, so why can't Big Ten athletes make an informed decision? All the data, all the information is there. The players are looking at this. They're also working out every day. They've been working out since June, going on 9 weeks here, practicing, getting ready for the season. Yes, there's been a few schools that have had outbreaks of COVID. That was toward the beginning when teams started coming back. But the teams have handled it. They managed it very well. And you allowed their space in the schedule, you know, so that you can move games if needed due to COVID outbreaks. No college football players died yet. This is the thing that's going on, is there's a lot of people that feel like we need to move forward with this. The players have all the information to make an informed decision. I tend to agree with that. Because as far as I'm concerned, as far as most people in America are concerned, the information is there. And college kids are very, very highly unlikely to come down with severe symptoms due to COVID. And that's the facts, you know? These kids know that. They feel like it's worth playing. And if they don't feel like it's worth playing, they have the opportunity to sit the year or opt out. And that's what players have been doing. You know, so the concern, I don't think, is very, very highly warranted. There's a higher chance when you join the military that you will be severely hurt and or killed at the in that age group, in the college age group, then college kids are dying of COVID. And they can make that decision to join the military. But we can't let college football players make the decision in two different conferences whether they're going to play or not this year. Excuse me if I just see the irony of that. And I don't agree. I think that's wrong. And I don't think that you shouldn't tell a kid he can't join the military, because there's a lot of good that can come out of that. Just like there's a lot of good that can come out of playing college football. It's safer. Kids have pointed that out. Oklahoma, let's bring this up. This is a good point to bring up. Oklahoma gave their players a week off. About 25% of the kids left campus, went back home, hung out with their families, whatever. Kids come back on campus, 11 test positive for COVID at Oklahoma. And Lincoln Riley's been pretty progressive up to this point. But even he, I don't think, is pushing for them to cancel the season now. Because he knows a lot of those kids, I would guarantee almost all of those kids that caught COVID, they left campus. It's not as safe. When you leave campus, it is not as safe. They are following the safety protocols. These schools are monitoring these kids. These kids have health care available 24/7. They're watching the food that they eat, making sure that's prepared properly. These kids aren't going to McDonald's and getting fast food made by an employee wearing gloves who didn't want to call out sick because he can't afford to and he's got COVID. You know, that's the reality that we face in America today. But regardless, with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find some other stuff to get into, probably on the NFL side, maybe a little bit more on the college football. This and more on the John Vogel Show. Welcome back into the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place for you to start your podcast. If that is something you want to get into, creating a podcast, that is, we have the perfect opportunity. Go to anchor.fm, get all the info regarding how Anchor can help you get your podcast started, off the ground, running, making money, and distributed on all of the top podcast platforms. Go to anchor.fm today. All right, one more plug while we're at it. Have you been to my website yet? johnvogel.football or johnvogelfootball.com. Whichever one, that will get you there. I have both the domains. Here's the deal. The show has a page on there that allows you to submit requests for content on the show. This is regarding pretty much anything on the show. Also launched a Twitter page for the show exclusively, at Show Vogel. Again, at Show Vogel. Go there. You can hit up. I'm pretty sure the DMs are open over there. You can hit that up as well as other things. Keep up with the show there. All right. The Washington football team has appointed its new president, Jason Wright, who will be the first black NFL president in NFL history. And this is coming on the heels of the Washington football team under a lot of pressure after they changed their name from the Redskins. And the minority owners on the team trying to push Dan Snyder, the owner, to sell his 60% of the team away. This is something that it's been going on for a while. This is years in the making, and it just kind of blew up back in June and July. The team was forced, obviously, we talked about it on the show, was forced to change their name, among other things, which was retarded. I don't understand why you took the Washington football team. That's just, God, it's terrible. But this is an attempt by Dan Snyder to try and push away this narrative that they are a bad organization and defunct and racist and sexist and whatever else people throw and label on that organization. That's what this is an attempt. I wish Jason Wright the best. Not saying he isn't qualified, because as far as I know, he is. But if I was a black person and there was a team like that offering me a position pretty much exclusively so that they could say, well, we're not racist, I probably wouldn't take it. But that is just me. I'm definitely not that. Definitely not black. So anyways, that speaking of that, I don't know if you all saw, John Vogel has been a bit of a punching bag on Twitter here the last few days. I mean, what else is new, right? Thor Nystrom at RotoWire posted a picture of his NCAA football 14 game, which he plays a lot. If you don't follow Thor, you should. He's very, very well informed when it comes to football. Just knows a lot, keeps up, watches a ton of tape. Anyways, not sure how he does it all, but he does. This guy posts this random prospect that he came across in the game. It was this 4-star defensive end, black, John Vogel. So that's my Twitter profile picture right now. But emoji, eye raised, you know, eyebrow raised. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, that does not make me a member of the black community. You see, I rather enjoy it. I rather enjoy it when people take shots at me. And a lot of times they're really funny. Made a global warming joke. And somebody screenshotted it, posted it, said, checkmate libs. You know, like, just kind of funny. Funny stuff. I think J-Rod's NFL scout, he's got the best one so far. That's on the, if you go to at Show Vogel, the header picture, he's got the Barstool question. Which player is this? And production, recognition, huge bitch. Huge bitch is like the biggest one of them all. This is John Vogel, a good answer. I thought that was funny. I thought that was really funny. But anyways, all right. Couple NFL things to look at here real quick that I think would be good. Timmy Jernigan just signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's defensive tackle, played with the Ravens, the Eagles. He's been around the league a little bit, veteran-type guy. They just moved Rodney Gunter to the reserve retired list. So good replacement there for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jernigan is a good defensive tackle. He's kind of a gap penetrator, and that's something that the Jacksonville Jaguars need in their scheme. So Jernigan should provide some good snaps on that. Kenny Clark with the Green Bay Packers just signed a big extension this weekend. Good for him. Great pickup. Great contract for him. They need him. The Packers most definitely need him. The New York Jets signed Chris Hogan yesterday, AFC veteran, former Buffalo Bill, New England Patriot wide receiver. The deal with Hogan is he's kind of small, but he's got good, and he's not very quick, not very athletic, but he's got good hands. You can send him out on certain routes, and he's very scheme dependent, very limited, I think, in what he can do, but it's a good addition for the Jets. It allows them to scheme him into their system, give Darnold a reliable option to throw to, and they needed a receiver because they had a couple guys that missed practice yesterday, which was not good for them at all. Injuries have kind of plagued the Jets for years and years and years, especially last year. The injuries, especially to the wide receiver corps, were horrific. Quincy Enunwa is probably not coming back. That's a big deal for the Jets because he was very promising as of a receiver. Rodney Anderson, he was kind of hurt last year a little bit. Now he's gone. He signed with the Panthers during the offseason. So Gunter retired yesterday, by the way. That's why, going back to the Jaguars, sorry. Gunter retired and stepped away from the game. And that's why they moved into the reserve, retired, picked up Timmy Jernigan. The Giants continue to look for a new kicker after Aldrick Rose's was caught performing some very illegal actions, and with very dire consequences, he is gone from the team. Michigan, yeah, we talked about that. Sorry, going through notes here, trying to get everything straight. The Kenny Clark contract was a 4-year, $70 million extension, by the way. Good contract for him. Good contract. I don't know if he's going to get all the way through it. If I remember correctly, Clark had an injury year. But that's a good contract for him, assuming he stays healthy that entire time. Oh, yes. How could I forget? Quarterback Alex Smith for the Washington football team. More Washington news. He suffered, as most of you know, a terrible, terrible injury on November 18th, 2018. Pretty much shattered his leg. And I mean, it was horrific. If you all remember the Joe Theismann injury in the 80s, it was pretty much the same thing. And it was at the same spot on the field. And ironically, like the same day. It was the similarities between those two things were insane. Smith, however, has worked incredibly hard in rehab. Yesterday was taken off the physically unable to perform list and added to the active roster for the Washington football team, who now have Smith, Dwayne Haskins, and that kid, Kyle Allen from Carolina, joins Ron Rivera again. Fantastic comeback story. Just, I don't care how many snaps he plays this year, hand him the comeback player of the year. That was an injury that he should not have come back from. And the video went up yesterday or the night before, perhaps, where his team is celebrating and they are fantastically happy. Great, 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 great stuff. Awesome, awesome stuff. And that's the deal with that. We love inspiring stories, especially in sports. In this godforsaken time, we need them more than ever, I do believe. Anyways, that's about all the time we have on the show today. Thank you again for tuning into the John Vogel Show. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave a review if you can. Let everybody know about the show. Spread the word around. Things are going great. The numbers are starting to really come together, and it's exciting. And I couldn't be more excited to do this with you guys. Let's go, guys. Let's go into 2020. Let's continue. Let's finish this year strong. Sports on the way. God love you all. Have a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow on the John Vogel Show.